After weeks of war, these air raid sirens in Kyiv have become almost routine. The Ukrainian government had seen its powerful neighbor Russia as an existential threat since the annexation of Crimea in 2014, and it prepared for war and to maintain order during the conflict.
We had a lot of special training. The goal of the training was the coordination of all law enforcement units with the armed force to go through different scenarios.
Despite Kyiv's preparation, the size and scale of the invasion was beyond what it expected. Russian forces came from the north, east, and south of the country, creating a front line stretching more than 2,000 kilometers. And groups of saboteurs allied to Russia were allegedly operating in Ukrainian cities.
Just in Kyiv, during the first 2 weeks of full-scale aggression, we discovered more than 600 sabotage groups. Their task was to reach downtown and to block law enforcement agencies.
The state was mostly able to maintain communication within Kyiv's cities. American business magnate Elon Musk supplied Ukraine with about 4,000 Starlink terminals, similar to TV dishes. They provide the secure satellite internet access and enable the state to keep up its surveillance within Ukraine. But civilians played the most crucial role in counterintelligence.
Daily, we received hundreds of phone calls from ordinary citizens. We were informed of the behavior of certain groups who were moving toward the police department, taking pictures of the state institution, drawing shams, and putting masks on important buildings in Kyiv to be destroyed, including the building in which we are right now.
Ukrainian officials say Russia planned to enter Kyiv in the first 72 hours of the invasion, encircle the downtown area, and capture important members of the cabinet, the heads of national police, intelligence service, security council, and top army generals. They say then Russian forces wanted to take full control of the Ministry of Defense, Internal Affairs, and Energy to force the head of state to surrender. Despite advice from Ukraine's Western allies and his own senior team, President Volodymyr Zelensky stayed in the capital. That's now widely considered to have been a crucial decision that kept Ukraine's state structure intact. Cabinet meetings moved into a network of tunnels underground.
We were forced to go down to bunkers. We had many working meetings with bunkers. That was a regular practice, including meetings with the president.
Russia deployed thermobaric weapons in Ukraine as they are considered highly effective against defenses like bunkers. I asked Minister what measures were taken to protect the president from them.
For understandable reasons, I cannot tell everything.
Under martial law, the state came under military control with President Zelensky, now commander-in-chief, at the heart of all operations. He communicates every day with the people of Ukraine through social media videos to maintain morale and stability, despite the threat to his life being ever present. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.